What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today, we got a ton of stuff to talk about Marvel and about Star Wars. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
It's so quiet.
It's so quiet.
We can't hear the music. Yeah. I can't even hear each other. I can't hear anything.
What's up, everybody? Hey. How you guys doing? We're coming down. I'm still coming down from the high of last show with that hip-hop outro that you guys seem to like so much. So, you know, if you guys are nice today in the chat, you might get some more of that hip-hop. But it is I, your boy, Leo Zombie. Mr. Leo Zombie. Depends where you follow me. Mostly Mr. Leo Zombie, except on Twitter. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on Disney Movie News, on the Popcorn Talk. Make sure that you follow Popcorn Talk on YouTube. Subscribe to all the different kinds of shows, whatever you like. And follow them on Twitter, at the Popcorn Talk. Enough about me. Let's talk about what you guys like about me. Just kidding. I've got lovely co-hosts here to the left. And we got some new blood. We got some new blood on the scene. But Sarah?
That's not me. I'm not new blood. I'm Sarah Snitch. I'm here every week. My name's Sarah Snitch. Remember last week when I was like, I'm Sarah Snitch.
Oh my gosh.
You can find me everywhere at Sarah Snitch, or I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube, or Thingamavlogs, of course. And it's Leo and Maya's anniversary, so
that's
get
right.
ready for Woo! Some stuff.
Anniversary special. And our gift to you
is new blood.
Is new
Hi,
blood.
I'm the new blood. I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Worth pointing out, that's a real name.
Yeah, that's my middle name. My 4-year-old sister gave it to me.
Oh my God, that's not Keaton.
It is Keaton. What are you talking about?
She got her hair.
Yeah.
We switched her on, you guys. Now we're gonna talk about Disney movie, and we have movie news, and we have an interesting perspective from someone who hasn't seen the movies we're talking about today. What the heck?
She only hasn't seen Thor, she said.
No, she hasn't seen
Star Wars either.
Yeah, but
any Star Wars?
Any Star Wars.
Any ever?
You know, I think it's just my family. I know, guys. I need to hop on this boat. I've been living under a rock. Everyone loves Star Wars, and I only know that Darth Vader was someone's father.
You have to let Luke use the Force.
She doesn't know whose father?
Luke.
Oh.
Okay, see, I know. I don't put those in my thing, so.
It's okay. Not everyone loves Star Wars. I have seen it, and I don't like it that much.
Shout out to that soundboard. R2-D2, well done. Like, already coming. But thank you. You're welcome, R2, little buddy. Just so you guys know, we got new sound effects. This is a whole new show. It's hip-hop now. We're categorized under hip-hop. We've got R2-D2 soundboards and all other kinds of stuff. We've got fresh meat. Everybody, we're ready to go. So let's jump into the news.
I got a Disney sweater on.
Ooh.
And it's too hot, right?
It's so hot.
So Sarah got this sweater, and she was super stoked. And then I was like, my mom has that sweater.
I got it on eBay. It's vintage.
Vintage, yeah. My mom has it, so it's vintage.
Yeah.
I was like, she could have just given it to you.
Well, I didn't want to take your mom's sweater.
Well, I would have stolen it. Hello.
Because
anything for my babe. Let's jump into it, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I like this first piece of news because the Art of Moana book has been revealed.
The cover.
The
it's
cover.
It's the same as
the cover
everything
of the
else.
Art book.
It's the same poster as everything else.
That's the news. We don't know what's in the art book.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it looks beautiful.
It's a beautiful piece of work. Isn't that the poster also?
That's what I'm saying. It's the same image that they're using for everything.
Yeah, so it's not. It's funny that this is what they've got for news right now. They're in a little bit of a dry spell, but in reality, what they're doing is spending time promoting all of their other properties as far as Marvel and stuff.
Well, and they've embargoed a lot of news from press until September. I'm not allowed to say all the stuff I know until September.
Like what?
Ooh. I can't say it until September, but it's coming soon.
Yeah, like, give me
like
a
who the coconut people are.
Who are the coconut people?
I can't tell you.
No, but you can't say that, and then how dare you, Sarah?
Said that right as someone wrote, how dare you, Sarah?
How dare you? It's our anniversary, babe.
I know.
Tell me about the coconut people.
No, don't
That's
try
what
to,
I want from my anniversary.
Don't try to, like, snickerdoodle information out of me.
If you loved me, you would tell me about the coconut people.
You really just wanted the salt from the popcorn off of my finger.
I'm so salty that you won't tell me.
Oh, my God.
Are you excited about the coconut people?
Yeah, whoever they are.
Do you know about the coconut? I didn't know about the coconut people until we watched the trailer here on the
show. There's a new trailer.
There's, like, this species.
There's a new trailer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl. Homework. Listen, you gotta watch that tonight.
I need to watch that tonight.
Because the coconut people.
Yeah.
It's literally
coconut people.
Little people.
Made of coconut?
They are coconuts.
Do they have eyes?
Are they clothed in coconut shells and we don't know what they look like?
Boiler.
Boiler.
That's my preview for later.
Boiling.
I don't know, but they're people that have a connection, a deep rooted just
We're
ethereal connection with coconuts. It's all a lie. I don't know.
They're
what
definitely
that
means. Wearing coconuts.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. We don't know what they look like.
All right. Hula girls everywhere are upset.
What?
Coconut. Okay, guys, moving on to the next piece of news. We have our first look at Odin in Thor 3, kind of.
Do you feel like me where it's like, why do we need a Thor 3?
We need it because we need to introduce more of the Infinity Stones so that we can talk about the Infinity War where Thanos comes and fights everybody. So this is the first official picture of Odin in Thor 3. What's interesting about it, first of all, Anthony Hopkins being a little, he's being a little clown. He's being a little troublemaker over there, essentially, for the press. But he's a homeless guy. And if you guys remember, at the end of Thor 2, Loki takes the place. You don't remember, but I'm recapping for audience's sake. Loki takes the form of Odin, and we don't know what happened to Odin. He just gets kicked out of totally blank, Asgard. And Loki pretends to be Odin, and Thor's like, I'd rather be a good man than a great king. And it's like,
oh. But, like, would you?
No. Maybe.
I would prefer to be a king than a good man.
In Asgard, for sure. Have you seen the parties they throw? Have you seen any of the Thor movies?
No.
Their parties off the chain. They're crazy. They're crazy. But, yeah, so now we know.
He comes to Earth.
What's that?
He comes to Earth.
Well, I'm guessing that Loki, like, gave him the boot, messed up his mind, made him a crazy old man, threw him to Earth. And now, you know, things are going downtown. They're going crazy. They're going south. And they need to come back, scoop him up. So I only imagine that Thor is real mad at Loki. Like, what'd you do with our dad, bro? And they have to go get him because Infinity Stones, something or other. This is about Thor the Dark World. I don't know what that means exactly. But there's a clip online that also was leaked. I couldn't find it, though, to give it to our angel from above so he could show you guys. But essentially, it's a scene where Thor and Loki are dressed in normal clothing. They're on Earth, and they're having a conversation. And this girl is, you know, interacting with Thor. And then she turns around and Tom Hiddleston does this like look.
Yeah, and she gets scared.
And she gets scared. But like girls are like tweeting it and saying like, that girl is me. If like Tom Hiddleston looked at me that way.
Yeah, I saw like it too. I forget where it's
like, oh look, that's them and that's like the clothes they wear in the clip. I don't know where that clip it actually
is. This is CNET.
This is CNET. guys, you heard it here first. This is CNET. This is an image of them in the scene in question. You guys have probably, if you've been on Tumblr in the last 2 days, you've probably seen that GIF. It's been making its rounds. But that's pretty much it. That's the only real news we have pertaining to Thor 3 at the moment. Thor 3. It's going to sound like people have lisps all across the country. but staying on the tangent of Marvel news, I'm just running the show tonight because it's all about
we're all
my
like,
love.
Meh, meh.
There's no
we don't
real
know
Disney.
Thor.
Or
I mean,
Star
that,
Wars.
That was a great picture with the two of them.
Yeah,
I would
which
pull
is
up
like
a chair and like sit with the two of them for
I
sure.
I would do that regardless of what they were wearing.
They could wear whatever they wanted.
They could literally, and I know that's open for interpretation. And honestly, I'm not even mad about that. That's
Should
fine.
Should we do a Thor marathon?
A marathon?
Do you like an?
has that already been done?
I made that up right
because
now.
Because that's pretty good.
Well, before every Marvel, no, there's no marathons. I just made that up right now. But before every, usually they're not going to be able to do this anymore. But before the Marvel movies, generally they have some sort of marathon to lead up to them in the movie theaters. The problem is now there's so many Marvel movies.
Yeah, that would be like a week long.
Yeah, it's super long. So what they'll do is like before an Avengers movie, they might show all the Captain America movies, something like that. That kind of recaps the story. But for Thor, they have always sort of stood independent. Their stories don't quite interlap.
But now they do.
Now they do. Now it will. Now it'll be more pertinent. But before, like the Captain America movies held a little bit more water for the Avengers movies than the Thor movies did. Like Hulk, give or take, whatever it is. And then Thor kind of existed out in Asgard. That's why he like leaves because they're like basically in the Avengers and Thor's like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to do this anymore. That's their way of saying, don't worry about me for this movie. I'm no longer a plot device. You know. And then I'm going to go make another movie with Anthony Hopkins. So that's where we stand right there. That's where we, guys, I know they're dad jokes, okay? That's what I do, okay? I am a manufacturing dad joke machine. That's what I am.
But I just, like, can't even put on a scale how much I don't care about Thor.
Speaking of scale, his armor is made of scales, which is really good.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
Why don't you like Thor?
You. Just kidding.
But he's such a hunk.
Because who cares, man?
That's a valid point. Who cares?
Who cares? Natalie Portman says she's done. I didn't include that in the lineup. Yeah, she was like, I'm over it. She was like, I'm done with
the Marvel Universe. Which is funny because her character is the new Thor in the comics.
Really?
Yeah. So Jane Porter I believe her name is Jane
Porter. No, Jane Porter's from Tarzan.
Jane Porter's from Tarzan. Jane
Foster.
One of the Janes.
I know, thank you. Jane Foster is the current Thor in the comics. So if she would have held that a little bit longer, sorry, Natalie, can't be Thor now.
She's fine.
Whatever.
She's
but
fine.
But speaking of female characters that have taken the role of their previous male counterparts, Iron Man is a girl now.
Yep. I love this.
I love this.
Yeah, I'm genius 15-year-old girl named Riri Williams, I believe. Is that the last name?
I'm literally obsessed.
This is off top of the dome. By the way, watch Nerd Alert this week because I talk about this at length. But essentially, she's a 15-year-old genius who figures out how to... It's like, oh, I can do what Tony Stark does. No big deal. MBD.
MBD.
And he does it. You know, there's some debate about the character herself, obviously. Not even the ethnic aspect, but the fact that that girl's supposed to be 15 to make her sexy as hell. You know, they need to chill a little bit. But the point is, they are also changing the name of the character. So for now, the comic book is still called Iron Man because it is the storyline of Iron Man. But the character has a new name. She will not be Iron Woman. It's a little bit too old-fashioned. Would you be okay with Iron Woman?
Yeah.
You'd be fine with it? How about Iron Girl?
Yeah.
Is that cool? How about Iron Chick?
Yeah.
That's fine?
I'm fine with anything.
Iron Chick.
Iron Dave?
Iron Babe.
Iron Babe?
Yeah.
Iron Babe. No, they're not going with anything.
Iron
so
Maiden.
So they couldn't do Iron Maiden. This was one of the things, because of the lawsuits. But that was definitely on the table. No. They have settled on Iron Heart.
I'm obsessed.
I like that a lot.
I hate it.
Oh my God. You don't like it?
I hate it. Because
Why?
It reminds
Why?
Me, it's too much like the Sean Connery movie Dragonheart.
Oh my God.
It reminded me, isn't the lion from Care Bears named Lionheart?
Lionheart Lion, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I just think, like, it's too cliche. Like, they couldn't come up with something more creative than Ironheart.
No, I love
and
it.
And although, now...
Come on. Iron Man?
Yeah, well, it's a product
Spider-Man?
Of its... It's a product of its time. Right?
Whatever.
Like,
it's
she
time
is
for
modern
a
age.
Switch.
I love.
Which is fine.
I'm like,
but
into
Heart,
it. Yeah,
I love
I
this
like
lion heart.
A heart. She's strong.
We don't know.
She's powerful.
So,
she's smart. She's Iron Heart.
Well,
I like it.
I like that that's the interpretation in the direction that you're going with that. But they've actually stated that Iron Heart is going to pertain more to the storyline than we currently are aware of. So that will be more relevant. An example of that is the fact that originally when Iron Man got the arc reactor and built the suit, it was to stop the piece of shrapnel from going into his heart. Mm-hmm. So, like, it, you know, it has some sort of history within this particular segment of the Marvel Universe, and we're going to see how it applies to her. Maybe she's suffering
from cancer. Everyone says it reminds them of Care
Bears. What do you think it's going to be?
Like the purpose, like the
yeah,
meaning of
why,
it?
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be about?
I don't know. Like, I'm wondering if she's going to have some sort of heart disease or, like, some degenerative heart problem or something. I don't know. Maybe it's something like... More along the lines of what you're saying, like, this kid's got heart. Iron Heart. And then that would be really cheesy. But that's fine,
but
I
possible.
Guess. But possible. Incredibly possible.
Oh, his name is Braveheart Lion. Sorry, Tori.
Braveheart Lion.
I yelled at her. I was like, no, it's not. And that was Lionheart. She was like, it's Braveheart.
Oh, did we say Lion? I was, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the lion's
yeah, Lionheart
Braveheart.
Lion.
Whatever.
Yeah, and he had a weird voice. Anyways.
I love that lion. I love Care Bears.
I like the rabbit. He was fast.
I just love Care Bears.
Oh, the
so
raccoon's
much.
The best, though. Because raccoons are my spirit animal.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my DJ Raccoon. That's it, though. That's all we know as
I
far
love it.
As Iron Man
I didn't put this in the lineup because I wasn't sure if it counted. Is Spider-Man Homecoming Marvel made?
It is Marvel creative produced, I believe.
Oh, so
term.
Like a hardly Disney movie.
No. It like it's definitely tied into Disney again.
I'm not even sure if I want
Disney,
to talk about it.
Disney's taking the lead. No. Tell me what. Oh, you mean the MJ?
Zendaya.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's insert that. You can Angel from Above. This is your jam.
Yeah,
boy.
Get now ready because we're going to talk about Zendaya.
You know, Sarah, you go ahead.
I'm
go ahead on. Take
pumped
the lead.
About
Take
this.
The lead. Do you know about this?
Have you heard about this?
I don't know about this.
Okay. Here we go. Disney movie.
I don't actually know anything about Spider-Man Homecoming, but it's a new movie and it's a new cast of Spider-Man peeps, right?
But is Zendaya
Mary Jane?
What? Oh my gosh! I'm so into this. First of all, I love Zendaya.
I know, yeah. I love
and
Zendaya
I would love
too.
To see her in this kind of movie.
Right. Yeah. Also, completely shattering the MJ mold. Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of dope.
And I'm all about that.
The quote that's been circulating is, if the only reason you, the only identifying factor you can attribute to a character is the fact that she has red hair for the last 60 years, then she's not a very good character.
Yeah.
Yeah, well then you're just
for sure.
defining her by her physical attributes.
Right.
So Zendaya is going to play Mary Jane Watson. I'm pumped. The internet is angry.
Of course, because it's a girl. Now the movie's going to fail.
Well, it's a black girl.
And the black girl.
Yeah. I mean, it was always going to be a girl.
Well, excuse me.
Excuse me?
I was making a joke about the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie, by the way.
I know, I loved it.
You called me out of my accent, so I went full. I just committed. Sorry, sometimes I get a little bit too Latino. What can I say?
It sounded Italian.
Hey, that's a Latin romance language.
Okay.
Get off my back. Yeah. Happy anniversary, I love you.
Happy anniversary, I love you too.
Keep going, I'm loving this.
Are you super stoked about this? Yeah, I'm just like...
It's not confirmed, by the way.
Anything that...
But more than likely, because they're already making YouTube videos together.
I thought that people said that at Comic-Con they had seen clips of it, like a trailer.
No, there's no home clip. They're filming it right now. There's no trailer for it.
Previously, Marvel has only said that she is playing Michelle, whether that's fake or not.
Obama. yeah, we don't know a whole lot. But,
honestly, anything that makes whiny men on the internet upset, I'm for.
I mean, I'm for that as long as it doesn't cause the movie to bomb financially so that I don't get any more Spider-Man movies. Because I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man, and I'm really excited for Homecoming because I feel it will be the most honest interpretation of Spider-Man on the screen. Well, let me reiterate because I don't think... Although Sam Raimi's Spider-Man were campy and I didn't like the Green Goblin, I appreciated that they went for the 1960s feel, which to me was a strange decision. I wouldn't have done that. But Tom Holland sort of captures what Spider-Man is now in popular culture, and I really like that about him. He does take the best attributes of the old 60s Spider-Man, and he does have an element of Ultimate Spider-Man, and I love the suit design, although wacky and kind of off the wall. It really fit with the universe that they built him into. I like the way they set him up in the new Marvel movie, so I'm super excited for Homecoming, so I want it to succeed. And also, I think Zendaya is super hot.
Yeah, I think she's gonna kill it.
Yeah, MJ's a bombshell.
I'm about to go off.
What's going on?
Just someone's like, I'm sorry, I'm not racist whatsoever, but I would love for someone like the character to play the character.
She is like the character. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
That's the only attribute MJ has. She's a beautiful girl. She's a model. Zendaya's a model. Seems to make sense to me. I don't know. Mathematically, that does add up.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Which is a misquote, by the way, because the first time that was ever said, it was with great power must also come great responsibility, which is a far more profound statement than with great power comes great responsibility, because it doesn't. With great power doesn't automatically come great responsibility. It must also come from the user of the great power. And I feel like, you know, that's how I live my life every day, you know? On the streets.
Yeah, totally.
As I swing from building to building.
Obviously, just like Spider-Man.
Apparently on IMDb it says that she's playing Mary Jane, but obviously okay, IMDb isn't like the most reliable.
I think people are just hopping on the train. Yeah, I hope she does slay. And I know she will slay. She'll Zen Slaya. I'm moving on because that was terrible.
She's honestly one of the nicest,
what's her real thing? Like, what's her, you know?
She's a Disney Channel
Her marquee,
star.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
from
she's
what, though?
Disney Channel.
Yeah, she definitely
she's
started
in
Disney Channel.
And in Disney Channel shows.
But what's her marquee appearance? Like, what can we, like, when you think of Zendaya, what's number one?
I didn't watch the show.
It was called Shake It Up.
It was Shake It Up. I was like, was it Ant Farm? Like, yeah, no, it was Shake It Up.
No, it was Shake It Up. I used to watch it with Grace, who I used to babysit. Shout out to Grace. And she loved the show. And Zendaya and Bella Thorne were in it. And they did a great job. It was a cute show. It was just about them dancing.
Shake It Up.
Yeah. Shake It Up. Now she's going to be in Spider-Man.
She, like, has...
Swing it up.
You know, she just says what she, you know... She's had such terrible things said about her, like, dumb things.
Yeah, but she's, like, been gangster about it all.
I know. I love it. People were like, your parents are ugly. And she was like, literally what? You know?
She's like...
Anyway.
Well, their genetics weren't, so sorry about it.
Anyway. What? Hyped. I didn't even listen to what you said.
I said their genetics weren't ugly because they produced her.
Sure,
and
I know.
She's a freaking angel.
I was like, what?
She's a goddess.
She's a goddess. She's a goddess. She's an angel to her own goddessness. That makes no sense. Let's move on. We got some characters confirmed for Infinity War, which is a misleading title to this news piece. Here's what's going on. We got a new character confirmed. We don't know which new character it is. It is suspected to be Captain Marvel because Brie Larson was recently announced to be Captain Marvel. I'm spinning this as I get my news.
It's like a thought thing for you.
Yeah, it's a thought thing because this is all. There's a lot of moving pieces in this piece of news. I said pieces too many times. I'm redundant. But yeah, so the idea is that we're going to get a new character in Infinity War because traditionally we get a new character in every Marvel movie to some degree. But the thing with Infinity War that makes it so unique is that the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy will be teaming up in the same movie, which means you're going to get two fully fledged superhero teams full of people cramming together in one new movie to fight a villain who we've been waiting to see get out of his chair. Apparently he's got some sort of back problem. He can't stand up. Thanos is always sitting there just shaking his fist, not doing anything when literally he could crush an entire planet. But instead, he's going to actually fight this time. We don't know what that entails, what that means. We don't know what it's going to be like to have Chris Evans and Chris Pratt talking about the fact that both their names are Chris. It's going to be weird. But somewhere in there, we're going to get a new character. We suspect that it's going to be Captain Marvel, who may get her intro in this movie because the origin story of Captain Marvel is a little weird. It's a kind of a long-winded one. She actually is like an Air Force lieutenant, and then she becomes Captain Marvel. So perhaps we'll see her kind of playing that role in this. And so she won't be a fully-fledged superhero, too much to cover. Just like, by the way, she's in the universe now, a new movie coming later. Kind of like what they're doing with Black Panther. Yeah, like Black Panther. He shows up, does some butt-kicking, and then bye, I'll see you in the next movie. You know?
Why did she call Captain Marvel?
Because, wait, what?
You know what I mean?
Why?
Like, it's the name of the company, you know?
Yeah. She got her powers from the first Captain Marvel, whose full name was Mar-Vell.
Okay. Right. So they were just being weird and like put the name of their company into the comics.
Which, by the way, they had to buy from DC because DC had Captain Marvel first.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just funny because
I mean, it makes sense.
It's like if Disney made a character name was Prince Disney.
Well, Walt Disney.
Yeah.
That was the guy, though.
No, but if there was a new, if in Moana there was a prince and his name was Prince Disney. Yensid is different because it's backwards.
But Disney's in the name.
It's different. If they made her Captain
LaBelle,
you know?
Babe,
yes, I love you so much.
Babe, listen. Basically, it's an Easter egg in the same way.
Yeah. Can I give you your anniversary present?
Yeah. You want to just bypass the next piece of news?
No, just like, I just want
to... Okay, intermission. Let's go out to the anniversary. Let's go out to the anniversary. Let's go out to the anniversary so Sarah can give me some cake.
This is so exciting for our first episode. Oh my gosh.
It's not a cake.
Oh, well, everybody go home.
But I got you all of your favorite things.
Shout out to Ralph's.
Oh. I see cookies of some sort.
Peanut butter cookies are my wheel. Peanut butter Reese's
Pieces. Oh, I'm so you like peanut butter.
With peanut butter.
Oh my god, all of the peanut butter.
Here you go, babe. It's coming over to me.
This is so sweet.
I love you.
I love you too. These don't stand up?
Sorry. Tell the people at home what you got.
All right. Let's see. I got some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups minis. You know, when I'm on the go and just need some peanut butter. Then I've got Reese's Pieces, a giant one, which I'll probably be taking to see Kubo. And a box of peanut butter cookies, which Sarah's going to open for me because she is starving right now. She was like, literally, it was 9 o'clock. We're parked. She's like, we have time to go to McDonald's. I'm like, no, we don't have time to go to McDonald's. Here.
Help.
Grab one.
No, I don't want it. I want those.
This is my life, you guys. Happy
but like, I brought it for us, you want.
In all fairness, Sarah automatically wins. Okay. I don't have anything for Sarah because
he hates me.
No, it's not that it's not that. I was literally in the car. Okay.
This is a great soundboard.
I was working all day, like literally up until the point we left. I got home from work. And then just got in Sarah's car, and then we drove down here. I was hosting another thing earlier. I was on the
freeway. I'll make it up to me this weekend.
I will. I'll make it up to you. I'll give you a massage. It'll be really great.
Oh, my God, yeah.
No, I won't. I'm just kidding. Of course I will. I was winning, but Sarah killed it.
Okay, I need to tell you, I'm not like a peanut butter person, which is why, yeah, I know, I didn't want to say it.
No peanut butter?
I know, maybe I should just leave now.
I can't even.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, you got to make the sad R2. Yeah, you made R2 cry. I just want you to know that.
Sorry.
I'm at a -1. No, I'm just at a 0, you guys. I gave her a kiss. Come on. I got out of my chair for the show. For you guys. And for her. Also, I love you. I'm sorry.
It's like I'm on you're great. Someone else's date.
Yeah, you're great, too. You have long fingers.
That's such a weird thing to say to someone.
Well, she like high-fived me and went like, wow, that's impressive.
You're so weird.
That is true. That is true. I am.
I've never
weird.
Heard anyone tell me that before, so that's a first.
Well, listen, I'm a high-five judge in 39 countries. Yeah.
Did I do badly because
no,
of my...
excellent.
That was good. Okay,
excellent.
So if you have long fingers...
Especially for a long finger.
It's better, just for the type. Viewers out there.
Yes. Good Lord. Impressive. Let's go to another subject that you know everything about. Star Wars is...
I want her to... Remember that time when I tried to tell you what happens in The New Hope? You should do that.
We're doing
in The
that.
New Hope?
Shh, we'll get there. Pause button. Star Wars Cantina. You got to play that song, man. Coming to Hollywood. We don't have a finalized date. But they are going to be constructing a replica of the Star Wars Cantina in Hollywood somewhere, which I will definitely be going to dress as Poe Dameron.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yeah.
Definitely doing that. Doing a photo shoot, drinking some blue milk. Gonna be
I'm
great.
I'm gonna like dress as Greedo.
Greedo? Uta tuta so.
I'm gonna do full prosthetics.
Full prosthetics. Have you ever seen the clip before they took out the actor's voice and put in the uta tuta? Like it was just a guy who's just like, just like a guy in a rubber mask.
No, but I should come go as baby Poe.
Baby Poe? Yeah, we've been working on that. So Sarah's gonna. I just upgraded my Poe costume, which I'll be wearing for the first time this weekend, and Sarah will be donning the old one, so we can go together.
And I'll be Lady Poe
as Rebel Pilot. She'll be Miss Poe.
Miss Poe.
Oh, Leo is Poe. Thank you guys. I've been tagged in so many Poe things in the last couple of days. It's flattering.
Thank he you. Cosplays as Poe.
You know Poe Dameron?
And Oscar she doesn't know
Isaac.
Who Poe Dameron
she
is.
She doesn't know who that is. You know Prince Eric is?
Prince Eric?
I cosplays him too.
I do know Prince Eric.
I'll give you that one. You can.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You got your point back. Yeah, not much news other than the fact that the cantina's coming and it's going to be awesome. But maybe what I can do is when we decide to go, we'll figure out. I don't know if it's going to be tickets. I think it'll be ticketed. But
probably reservations and stuff.
Something like that. But maybe we can do a thing there. Maybe we can like let the viewers know when we're going to go and we get a bunch of people to just show up in Star Wars cosplay. But we just like don't tell the venue. We just show up.
I'm
like,
sure everyone's planning on doing that. I don't think anyone's going there.
Are you
not
planning
cosplay.
On doing that?
You know,
exactly.
Was she planning on going at all?
Maybe I would. Maybe I'll watch
maybe
of
you
the
should
Star
give
Wars
a
movies.
More credit, Sarah. I don't
Wait, know. Let us know what happened. Tell us what happens in Star Wars.
So, it happens far, far away.
When?
Long, long time
there you go.
Ago. And it's great. There's all these people in space, and they are having a war in the stars.
No
and at one point, the craziest thing happens.
Oh, no.
This man dressed in all black tells his son that he would never, like, didn't tell for the longest time, which is so not okay because that guy's for sure way older.
He did wait a long time.
Like, that's way too long.
Well, he didn't
know
where
he was. Playing
to be
with
fair.
Him. He could have found him.
Oh, that's true.
How old is Luke?
Yeah, how old was Luke at this point?
I believe he's 16.
He looks 23.
Years.
Well, Mark Hamill.
He could have learned to drive and his dad wouldn't have been there. And finally, Darth Vader. Mr. Vader tells his son, I am your father, and it's a moment that could never be
I just want to point out that you made this entire movie about, it's like, a boy and his father reunited at last.
Also, that doesn't happen in New Hope, right?
No, it happens in Empire Strikes
Back.
Yeah, guys.
Tell a story of a New Hope. No, I'm skipping a good part. No, that movie.
So I have this thing where no matter how many
Which
times
is,
by I
the way,
see...
By the way, I just want to point out, the chat room related to you more than they've ever
they
related
hate,
to me.
They hate Star
they
Wars.
They hate
news.
Star Wars. You know
no
who loves
idea.
It? My angel up there. That's who loves it.
They
People
hate
love
Zach.
Those movies. And then whenever I tell someone that I've never seen
Thank
them,
you.
I get death stares. Like, you've
you
never
get death
seen
stars.
I do, though. And people are very surprised. Thank you.
Yeah, he's like 16 to 18 in that range.
No matter how many times I see Star Wars, I can't follow what's happening.
What?
Oh, no, it's also confusing when you're watching it.
I just realized we've never watched it together.
We've watched Empire Strikes Back together. We've watched Return of the Jedi together.
Well, that one you don't have. There's bears. And
I love Return of the Jedi.
Usually that's the case. Yeah, usually that's the case.
I don't love it because of the Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because of Jabba, honestly.
Oh.
I love Jabba.
Oh. I'm going to start calling you
Sarah. I feel like there's a lot of, like, fun hijinks in Return of the Jedi.
That's what it is. It's a kids' movie. So here's the thing. They call it the
It's the Temple of Dune of the Indiana Jones franchise.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Call it the Ewok line. And it's supposed to be...
I know, from How I Met Your Mother. If you grew up thinking that Ewoks are terrifying, then you're okay, you're age-wise, to be dated by normal men. And then if you think Ewoks are cute, then you're too young.
So there's probably a Jar Jar line.
Yeah, there's probably a Jar Jar line. That will develop some... Yeah, like kids who thought Jar Jar was
cool. No. I gotta be honest. Like, growing up, Return of the Jedi was my favorite. But as soon as I kind of started getting more into, you know, film and understanding, you know... the process of filmmaking and storytelling and philosophy of character development, like, hands down, it was not Empire. Even... Yeah, Empire just swept me over. I was like... And I remember watching Empire, because I would always watch, like, 1, 2, 3. That was, like, the process. And I remember I specifically remember this. I watched Empire, and instead of watching Jedi as the next movie, I watched Empire again. And that's when I knew. That's when I was sorted into Gryffindor, and the rest is history.
I really need to watch these movies.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think I'm a little behind, and I'm just hearing words that are familiar to me, but don't make sense.
Only 40 years behind.
Maybe you should totally watch them.
No, I think
you should. I will watch them. I mean, how many? There's
here's what
four.
I want. Here's
six.
What I want.
There's six?
Well,
there's
if you're the prequels
seven
now.
Movies.
Oh, my gosh.
No, there's seven movies.
Okay, so I can't do it in a day unless I know nothing to
watch,
do.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
There's the original trilogy. Right? That's the old ones.
And they're like, that's not enough.
No. Well, so then...
start there.
They start there. Watch those. Then there's the new trilogy. That's the one with like Hayden Christensen. And then they're newer, but they're bad movies.
Okay.
Then the newest one just came out last...
So I should watch the bad ones?
Yeah.
But don't watch them first. Watch the old ones first.
Okay, so watch the best...
Then go back.
Then
and
four,
if you
five,
are
six,
still
one, two, three,
thusly inclined... Yeah, there's actually an order they say to watch it to optimize the experience, but I still say watch the original trilogy. So Star Wars: A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. And here's what I suggest you do, and I will support you, and I will amplify your voice. Live tweet as you watch them.
Oh, gosh.
Like, tell the story of you
absorbing.
That's going to
be so many hours of tweeting, but I would do it.
Well, you don't have to do them all in one day.
That's true. I could do it one a week.
I'm doing, yeah, like, hey, this Sunday evening I'm live. I'm going to watch Star Wars and I'm going to live tweet it. And then I'll just be like, oh, here we go.
Hey guys, alone with my cats watching Star Wars tonight. Make sure you check my Twitter feed.
What are your cats' names?
Darcy and Dolce.
Darcy
and...
And...
No, you can't do it.
Jolbaka. I don't know. I was trying to get them to Star Warsy land, but...
It was a nice try. It was a good effort.
Thank you. The Force was not with me on that one.
Seven's really good, though.
Seven's great. Seven is what basically they took the original trilogy, they wrapped it up, and they made it new again.
Yeah, that's cool. The one that just came out that people were so excited about.
As a matter of fact, watch that one first. It will make you want because it will make her want to understand the characters, and it will make her enjoy the new trilogy. Why not?
Because
it is a big spoiler too.
Yeah, and none of it will be emotionally impactful for her. You know what I mean?
So watch the original trilogy.
Don't watch
them. Are any of them on Netflix?
No.
No.
So
no.
Gotta
not
make
yet.
A little
they won't come out
to...
on Netflix till next year. So I don't think that's when the Stars embargo is over. No, I think you can I guess how would you get them?
Redbox?
Redbox or you could Amazon video.
Yeah, you could probably rent it on iTunes or something.
Yeah,
I'll
on YouTube.
Find it. I'll find a way.
We'll exchange info after, and I'll guide you through the process.
I will watch Star Wars.
All right, we're happy. Look how excited this chat is over.
I'm pretty excited.
They're pretty stoked. I'm excited for you. Like that's something. That's a special
thing.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, it'll make the new movie matter more, and the new movie is really good, and like modern. And then you're catching at a time when the next one comes out. Like you're
I'm on the boat. Yeah. I'm on the Star Wars.
You're on the
spaceship.
Exactly. You went.
Yeah,
there.
I know. You know what? The closest thing I've seen to Star Wars is probably Xenon.
Yes,
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. That was a good movie. All
this is
three
my girl.
Of them.
What's happening? What's happening?
Xenon, Disney original movie, guys.
Dude, she doesn't even know what we did.
Zetus Lapidus.
She doesn't know what we did.
Make my heart go.
Listen,
that
a couple
those
months
movies,
ago,
guys. Oh gosh,
listen
tell
to
me.
This. Listen to
you
this.
Remember over Memorial Day weekend they had like a marathon where they played like all the DCOMs in a row.
Yeah.
So we live streamed ourselves watching all of them that whole time.
All 4 days.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and we raised money for charity.
We raised $15,000.
Awesome!
But we were like,
the best way to raise money.
Yeah, but get this.
What?
We made a commemorative shirt.
Oh, we did. We made a
for the
Zetas
event
Lupita
that
shirt.
People bought also that we contributed the money to charity. And it said Zetas Lupitas on it.
Yeah.
No! Oh my gosh, guys, that movie. I haven't seen that in years. I missed the weekend when they played them all.
Was that my first DCOM? No, Halloween Town was my first
one.
Halloween Town? Oh, those movies were so good.
And Kimberly J. Brown actually ended up
coming
over.
Yeah, Kimberly
and
J. Brown
it.
From Halloween Town came over to watch with us. She watched Quince with us, not Halloween Town.
Yeah. You're then, with the right people if you like DCOMs.
Oh,
I'm just letting
guys,
you know right
I'm
now.
I'm a huge fan of DCOMs.
We were like
you
freaking out.
And
everyone in the chat
live
was like, she's one of us.
Yeah, because they were all watching the whole live stream. But like when it was so funny when the DCOM stars would come over because we were live streaming the whole time.
I can't believe you in DCOMs. We watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we had
the
a bunch.
Girl,
we had a bunch.
The girl who plays Gabby from Brink came over.
Oh,
who
was
also Taina Nickelodeon.
She was awesome.
She was awesome.
She was so great.
It was my jealous face,
we FaceTimed with Chez Starbuck, who's the 13th year boy with the mermaid.
Who kept talking about, you
know. He kept talking about his
joke. He kept talking about his lightsaber.
It was so weird. Who was the other person?
Wait, on the live stream?
Yeah.
Alana. Well, then Disney Channel came over.
Oh my god!
And then we live streamed on their Facebook page.
Oh my Disney! Yeah.
Oh my Disney! And then, but then we had Alana. What's her name?
Alana Austin.
Austin. She came over
from
and
motocross.
She watched motocross with us.
Guys, I have not seen motocross in years, but that movie's amazing.
I'm going to tell you the story. The chat room loves this story. So
oh my god,
yes,
tell me.
There was a moment when someone in the chat said, like, they were asking questions for Alana, and they were like, what's your favorite Disney movie? And then we read it out to her, like, oh, Alana, the chat wants to know what your favorite Disney movie is. Keep in mind, this is being live streamed
on Disney's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So then she just, like, everybody's, like, you know, waiting on bated breath for her to answer, like, what's a good movie? She goes, I don't know. Oh, you know what? Shrek is my favorite Disney movie. And there's this palpable silence.
Oh, like, we didn't know what to do.
Like you could feel the heat radiating off of everybody. Everybody's neck fused with their shoulders, and we were just staring off into space without, like...
We're like, do we say something?
And then one, the guy on our... Patrick on our channel just, like, pivots his head and goes, DreamWorks? And everybody lost it. Like, we were just, like, cracking up.
Oh.
She was such a good sport about it, though. And then, like, I tweeted about it the other day, and I'm like, does anybody have a screenshot of that moment when she said Shrek? Because we all went.
All of us.
And they did. Someone had it. And, God, which I know you're in the chat. I know somebody in there.
I put it on Tumblr.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was so fun. And then saw the read-through. She's like, one of my best memories. My finest moments.
Oh, my gosh. I would die.
Oh my gosh. Look at everybody's like dying in the chat.
This is like, we have part of the live stream up. We just like sat around watching.
Yeah. It literally was, what was it, 112 hours or something?
120 hours.
20 hours. It was crazy.
Oh my
God. God, that story was.
All you did was watch movies.
And there's four of us, so we slept in shifts.
Yeah. And it was like Big Brother, so
two of
us
were always awake at one
time
at least.
But you know what's crazy?
It's like that in the apocalypse, yeah?
Even in the middle of the night, constantly, we maintain a constant, at least 400 people watching that live.
Well, at 3, it would dwindle between, like, 2 and 3 a.m. And then pick up at 4 a.m. because
people
were waking up.
On
so it would go down to, like, 150, and then it would go back up.
It would
up.
Always spike back up. But the crazy thing is it wasn't just, like, a science experiment. Like, we bonded with...
It was amazing.
It was insane. Like, with the viewers.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just, like, the people in the room, which obviously we did, but there was, like, this weird, like, tangible connection.
And then Cheetah Girls broke Leo's TV.
And then Cheetah Girls came
on,
and my TV exploded.
It was the second to last movie in Leo's TV.
Sorry, we're reminiscing now. We're reminiscing now.
Cheetah Girls is...
So Leo will never watch it again.
Cheetah
what?
Girls.
Because it broke
my
his TV.
Favorite, well, fair enough, but my favorite's when they all come out at the end, and they're, like, singing their Cheetah Girls song.
Talks.
Like, that brings them back together. Their true friendship.
Yeah.
She loves DCOMs.
Well, they're not my friends, that's for sure. Yeah, late night Leo talks, that was fun. Sorry, we'll get back to news. Didn't we had another piece of news. Oh, wait, hold on, we got one more. All right, so real quick, let's just go back, because we're friends now.
We can talk
we're
about
it. We're all friends.
Yeah.
This was our bonding experience.
Yeah, right. That was nice.
Disney's creating real lightsabers for Star Wars Land. Now, what that means is they just put in a patent for a device that creates an optical illusion of a lightsaber. Essentially, it's a sort of projection, a 3D projection in real time, where, you know, kind of like when you put gas into the... Not gas, like weird gas, but like dry ice sort of fog machine gas into the air.
Yeah.
And then you hold a laser pointer, and it makes a beam that you can see consistently.
Oh.
Similar, except that it's a projection. And the projection can measure the radiation coming off of whatever it is that's coming out of this handle, track it in 3D space, and then project a lightsaber effect there in real time in 3D. And then the handle itself, has a HAP device, which is a haptic device, which is basically one that vibrates whenever you connect with anything. And then animatronic stormtroopers will shoot lasers at you, and you'll be able to reflect them. And it'll all be tracked in real time and in 3D, and it will feel like you are actually holding a lightsaber. We have no idea how that's going to work. And my theory is that it won't. I think it's going to be...
Sounds like the future.
It is the future, but it's actually a long, long time ago, which is weird. But I have a feeling it will stop working very much like the rats on Indiana Jones, where there's... Have you seen that effect? Have you been on Indiana Jones at Disneyland?
No, I have not.
You have not.
I'm not a big rides person.
It's okay. We barely go on rides when we go to Disneyland.
We
barely
go on rides.
I like
essentially,
to eat
it's this effect.
I like
to eat well, that's literally 90% of our YouTube videos. But there's an effect where fog kind of fills the air, and then they projects rats on a log, and it's supposed to be like they're falling into your cart.
Oh, gosh.
But the problem is the fog only works like 40% of the time, if that. So I have a feeling I hold out hope and optimistic delight that this works. But in reality, I feel like this is a very complicated sort of setup.
Yeah,
and also,
really,
how long is the line going to be, and how long are you going to have with the lightsaber? How many people are they going to be able to move through this attraction?
We need
Who
the
knows?
Deets.
We need the deets, Disney. Get on it. But I do appreciate that picture they use of Obi-Wan with the lightsaber blaster, because that's a really cool piece of artwork, and Obi-Wan's my favorite character.
Remember Laser Man at Electronica? Before Mad
Yeah, yeah, he had the staff. That's kind of what I was
talking about. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, that's the picture I was trying to paint in the minds of and hearts of our
You can audience. Just say Laser Man.
Yeah, but do you know what Laser Man is?
No.
Exactly.
They know what Laser Man is.
Do you all know what it is? Not everybody has been to Disneyland. But we had another piece of news. What was it?
It's Gaston.
Oh, that's right. Take it from here.
What's up, guys? Gaston is at Disneyland now. Hey! It only took like 4 years.
I know. What was with the delay?
They needed him to go more viral. Well, there's just no real place for him at Disneyland.
And also, it's just like, it's a... I can't say this. Gaston can only be Gaston. There's not a lot of other things he could help with at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Are you saying he's useless?
No. It means that...
Trying not to break character integrity.
Okay. Okay.
So Gaston was very limited.
Sometimes Belle might hang out with Pluto sometimes.
Okay.
Like take him on a walk.
I understand.
And sometimes Belle and Ariel, you know, they share things in common with each other, and they really relate to each other.
But there's not a lot of...
Gaston doesn't have a lot of friends.
There are a lot of things, but they're all kind of...
Sarah, stop trying to mask the real issue here. And that's that we have Gaston back at Disneyland, and I'm excited about it. Or not back, we have him at
Disneyland. We have him. Yeah, he's been in Disney World for a long time now.
But he's gone viral a million times this year.
I know, because little girls always do funny things with him, like challenge him to push-up competitions.
And buff guys try to pose with him.
Yeah.
They do that stuff.
I'm excited. He's just walking around.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited.
He's Atmo. Atmo, as they call it.
Character interactions at Disneyland in particular, are notoriously loved, right?
Mm.
That's one of the reasons that park is so, I don't know, fan-based, because people really build a relationship with the characters over time, which is interesting. But Gaston seems to fit that mold and that formula and that recipe extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go meet him.
I think it's in advance. I think it's in preparation for the movie coming out. I think
that's also a big
thing. I think that's why they have Belle out in her blue dress, and I think that's why they have Gaston.
Can you?
I would
like a
Maurice walk around character, please.
I want LeFou.
Oh,
I would audition for LeFou.
LeFou face character or not?
You're the best Gaston.
Oh my god, I hate that.
What's your best
that's
Gaston impression?
Good.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't.
Best LeFou?
No, I want your best Gaston. I'm not going to
put
you
have one?
that vibration. Oh, no.
My back is so sweaty.
Come on, Sarah. You can do anything.
No, I was trying to think of that. Remember the other day when you were just like, it's true. And I've got my sights set on that one. You have to do LeFou. I've got my sights set on that one. You don't know the part?
What's
the inventor's daughter? She's the one.
Why did you become ego? The inventor's daughter?
She's the one.
I don't like doing it.
The lucky girl I'm going to marry. But she's the most beautiful girl in town. I know, but she's, that makes her the best. And don't I deserve the best?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are way better at impressions.
This is my best guest on. Please let me through.
Oh, that's the best part of the whole movie, in my opinion. You gotta throw one out now. It can be any Disney character.
I'm so sweaty.
Any Disney character?
I know. Yeah, anyone.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, now I have to think. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Say something in the meantime, and I'll think of a character. Okay. Give me a character. A bit like a
princess. You can be a princess. Yeah. Okay, how about Belle?
Can I be a princess?
Yeah, you can be a princess.
Oh, my God, thank
be Belle.
You.
I feel like you can...
Give me a Belle line. Why can't I think of a
what
Belle
line? What
was
the one line? Richard was saying?
I was thinking about Richard. Our friend Richard posted this video of him dressed as Belle, and he was like, this is my Belle impression. And he was like,
Papa.
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 But he did it with her voice like,
Papa.
Papa. Well, she has like a breathy like,
yeah.
Papa.
When he goes like, yeah. Oh, Chip. Like,
she's so delicate. But all the princesses are so delicate. And delicate. I wish I always like talked to them. But you
do
have
Meg.
To. Meg?
Yeah.
Rippling pectorals.
Herc. You know that thing?
Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy. Well, how about Ariel?
Ariel? Oh my gosh, guys. I'm not good with impressions.
It's okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Scuttle. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Do Xenon.
With Ariel. Xenon?
Yeah.
Which, Cetus the penis. What other sayings does she have?
She just is like alpha.
Oh, yeah. No, what's
sweat
the...
Sweat minor.
What is she... Yeah, she says minor.
Oh, yeah, penis, Gregory. Minor.
Cetus the penis, Gregory.
Gregory, if you want to kiss me, just do it.
Gaston, you're positively primeval. Say
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Gaston, you're what?
Positively primeval.
Gaston, you're primitively... Wait, what was it? Positively primeval.
Primitively posevil.
Primitively posevil. I know.
Why are you guys so quick at it? Gaston, you're positively primeval.
There you go.
Okay.
That's good. I'll take
that someone,
it. We're so good at it because we literally live it.
Gus.
Yeah. Okay. This is like a lot of pressure.
Our life.
Literally.
We also do this thing on Snapchat where like we'll turn on Snapchat and I'll just be like, random Disney impression, go. So
yeah, it's our life.
Oh my gosh. I would get on the Snapchat and just freeze.
I know. Well, sometimes we just do the same ones over and over, usually.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever face your
Oh, it's horrible. With these eyebrows? Are you kidding me? Guys, thanks for putting up with us today.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really great.
Yeah.
And, happy anniversary, babe.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
It's been a good run so
happy
far.
Happy anniversary, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God. Thanks for you know, jumping
being
on the train.
It's so nice being here and, like,
yeah,
watching.
No, thanks for, like, literally, thanks for putting up with us.
No,
we know
this is great.
How overwhelming it can be.
No, it was a lot of fun. I'm a little slow with the impressions. Clearly, I need to do my homework.
That's okay.
I'm going to have, like, 10 quotes.
I'm going to follow you on Snapchat because I expect... some impressions via Snapchat.
Someone requested Teapot Mouse for me, which is my favorite impression to do.
Oh my gosh, do it.
Twinkle, twinkle, little bat. How I wonder where you're at.
That's pretty good.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Spot on. Do you know the character? You know
yes.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Anyway, twinkle.
Because I'm getting away and we're done with the show.
You've got to bat your eyes.
Oh my God. Also,
he gave me one. Oh yeah, you're Elliot's untouchable.
Elliot.
So Christine, thank you guys. I know it's been a weird show today, but it's been a fun one.
Yeah.
This has been a great one. I'm actually in love
so
with this particular episode. It's
whenever there's Marvel news, I'll go on tangents as much as possible.
Which one was that?
I don't know what the heck that was.
I lost it. I don't know what that one was. Before we get to shoutouts, we're gonna close out ourselves and then I'll shout you guys out. But thank you guys for watching Disney Move. Disney Movie News, you guys. Make sure you follow The Popcorn Talk on YouTube and follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Leo Zombie and everywhere else, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, all the places at Mr. Leo Zombie.
Except on Twitter.
Except
it's Leo Zombie.
I said that.
Okay.
And Sarah,
I'm Sarah
where can
Snitch.
They follow you?
I'm everywhere at Sarah Snitch on YouTube. I'm Sarah Snitch and then also Thingamavlogs.
Where we make Disney videos every single day.
Every day. I'll check them out. Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Now, DJ, let me get that beat. Oh, it's time, everybody, again. Back from last week by popular demand in the house, it's your boy, Leo Z. Leo Zombie. I don't know if that worked. Anyway, I'm going to give some shout-outs to my people out on the internet, hanging out in the chat room. Thanks for chilling, y'all. We got Sarah Lisa Lofty. She doesn't like when I say her name like that. She told me on Twitter, what up, girl? We got Pixel Ray every day. We got Samantha. Samantha up in the house. I couldn't read your last name because you scroll too fast, girl. Chill out. Slow it down. Bringing it back to Lil Ribbon 19 because Lil Ribbon 1 through 18 was completely taken. We got Alexis Barbur coming from Middle America. We got Senya.
Oh,
she's in the house. Her last name's Pena. Just so you know which Senya I'm talking about. We got Tasha. That's it. One name. Like Prince. Like Madonna. Tasha chilling up in the chat. Then we got Iron Halo. Chilling like he always does. Who else we got? Too fast. Too many people in the chat. Can't keep up. Elisa Watson. She's always awesome. Like a possum and a blossom. We got Rebecca Bettinger. I hope I didn't say that wrong. Cesar Rinaldi. Back like always. Something you made a joke about. Anyway, go, 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 Leo. Thank you, y'all. Thanks for giving me the shout-out back in return. Couple more. We got Disney Witch 22. Again, all the other Disney witches were taken at the time. Heavenly Imaginings. I'm imagining you, girl, and you're so heavenly. Hopefully you're a girl. Listen, I'm a bit presumptuous, but not when it comes to Dakota. Eckhart. We've got Carolina Otero. We got Sky Patterson. We got all these different people. You know where they can watch us? YouTube!
Oh my god.
Guys, thank you so much for watching Disney Movie News. It's been an absolute blast and pleasure. Thank you to my girls. You guys were a blast. I love you. Thank you so much for being my girlfriend. Thank you so much for being on the show today. You guys are the best. Thanks to Zach, who always lays down the fattest beats on the internet.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I can see why that AMC was.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
I want more.